Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. My name is Keith Teedy. I am the host of the New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly program, and this week I'm talking about, of course, the fires in LA, and I'm talking about what that has shown the rest of the country in spades. It shows very vividly what's going on with the left in this country and how the right has kind of gotten lazy over the last few years and let this happen. I'm not blaming it on the right. It's just we got lazy and we allowed it to happen. So we're in the middle of it now. We got to climb back out the other way. And that's what we're going to do. So the fires down in L.A., California, are devastating. The people who are not living through it right now, except through the television and online, can't even begin to imagine how horrible it is. The thing that's really, really bad about it is California is one of my all-time favorite states. When I was young, I was pretty sure I was going to live there. It never did happen. I've lived in a lot of states. I just never have lived in California. One problem was, by the time I was ready to move there, it had gone so far left, I kind of lost interest in living there. But it's still a beautiful state. We were in Santa Barbara not that long ago, and it's just awe-inspiring. It's an incredibly beautiful state. It's got everything. It's got mountains. It's got ocean. It's got beaches. It's got warm weather. It's got everything. And I fell in love with it the first time I went there. I was probably 11 years old, maybe. And it's just a beautiful state. And it's sad. That's the thing that has come up with these fires that are going on is the state has gone crazy with their leftist politics. Gavin Newsom should never be allowed to run for anything ever again in this country. He's an ultra-leftist. He loves to placate the big Hollywood big dogs. And he does that. He does really ridiculous things like the fish that he saved. And as a result of saving that fish, he caused this problem with all these beautiful houses burning down. The thing that I kind of want to get from that is, besides the fact that the whole state has gone crazy leftist, and it makes me sad because I don't want to live there anymore. I would love to be able to live there in a future where the state is not totally leftist. If that ever occurs, I don't know if it will, and that's kind of what I'm talking about today, is I think that the Hollywood bigwigs don't care which side they're on. They have no desire to be leftist. The only thing that they care about is being in the cool party. And if the cool party turns out to be the Republicans, we might start seeing a bunch of these far-left Hollywood bigwigs moving over. And that would actually be awesome because there are a lot of talented people in Hollywood, and they do a thing called acting that's not real easy to do. I don't know how many of you have ever tried it on any level, but it's hard to do. And they are good at it. The big dogs, that's one thing that's good about Hollywood big dogs, is they've all paid the price. They're all good at their craft for the most part. And the thing that to me is kind of cool is if they all switched over to the right, and if you ask them right now, they would say absolutely not. But I still think that they want to be in the cool party. Doesn't matter which one it is to them. They have no allegiance to the left. It just turns out that right now the left is the best thing for them. It suits them right now. But if things change enough in this country, which we're headed that way, it may be the cool party to be in will be the Republican Party. And immediately when that happens, when that wave crests and we see, hey, a lot of really cool people are in the Republican Party doing really cool things, they're going to look at it and go, well, we don't need this Democrat Party any longer. We've been Democrats for a long time, but that doesn't mean we're going to always be Democrats. And then so they switch over. And like I said, I think that's cool because these talented people make some cool stuff. There's been some movies out there that have literally changed my life. And a big part of that is because these actors are very, very good at what they do. And they bring up emotions that make going to these movies, you know, worth doing and worth paying money for. And they're good at their craft. They represent you could even call it a civic duty. I can remember hearing stories about during the Depression, only thing that brought any relief to people was going to the movies. It's a profession that has been around for quite a while and has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. And to me, that's awesome. And to me, if those people became Republicans and pushed their weight towards the Republican way of looking at things, there would be a massive benefit from that. So we want to make sure that this red wave, the Republican wave that's going on right now, has legs and it stays around for a while. The left has dominated in a lot of things for a long time. You know, the schools are all leftist. The higher education is all ultra left, as we saw with the things that came out about the anti-Semitic presidents of several Ivy League schools. It's sad to me. It's a thing gone off the deep end. And all these institutions that are far left right now, like education and on Hollywood, just think how great things could be if all of those institutions were leaning more to the right. And as I've said many times in my podcast, I am a middle of the road. I'm a middle of the road. I lean probably more to the right than to the left. Fiscally speaking, I'm far right. We got to get the money right. No matter what else is going on, we have to be able to feel confident that when we spend time, money, energy, and effort into an investment, that we know it's going to be okay. That the best that can possibly happen will happen because of right-wing people being in charge of it. I feel more confident when a Republican is in office, fiscally speaking, and it's proved out many times over. There's exceptions, of course, but one exception that always kind of freaks me out, I think it's because of Ronald Reagan more than Bill Clinton, but we had a zero deficit during Clinton's time in office. And that's amazing to me. And I'm like I said, I'm pretty sure it's because of the things that Ronald Reagan did. Because here's something about the presidency. Some of the stuff you do doesn't take effect and is not fully understood while you're in office. It's after you leave office that the ramifications of some of the stuff you do actually plays out. So that was always a mystery to me. How did we get a balanced budget under a Democrat? Well, he had a lot of people telling him what to do, so it probably really wasn't him that did it, and it was caused by things that were put in place before he ever got there. Fiscally speaking, yes, I lean right. Socially speaking, I'm in the middle, maybe leaning left a little on some things and right a little on other things. There's things about liberals that make sense to me socially. We can't get too crazy about being too conservative on social issues. There has to be some freedom. And that, to me, is part of freedom, is being able to do what you want to do in almost any situation. Sometimes the left has a little bit of advantage on that situation than the right, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'm a centrist and I lean right. And I've mentioned this many times. But the thing that's cool is I identify as a Republican. Because the left has been in charge for so long and screwed so many things up, as evidenced by the fires down in LA, that we have to lean right, and pretty hard right, for years, if not decades, to get it back into the proper sink. It's not okay to have all the crazy woke DEI stuff going on in this country. That's not this country. That's not the American people. And we're not going to put up with it any longer, as evidenced by the election that Donald Trump just won in a landslide, because we're tired of it. It's BS. A lot of people know it. The number of people who think that the woke idea and the DEI and all that CRT and all that stuff is good is small. It's a small fraction. They just were vocal for a long time, and the right kind of fell asleep at the wheel, in my opinion. We'd let things slide for a long time because, hey, things aren't bad. We don't care what's going on. And the left kept after it. They kept after it, and they kept after it. And pretty soon, we were so far left that we came up with stuff like woke and diversity and everything and all that. It's not okay. The way things stand right now, and the whole country knows it, that's why we elected Trump, and we need to go to the right. The pendulum swings back and forth, and I talk about this often. The pendulum swings back and forth, and right now it's pretty far left, but it has turned the corner and it's swinging right again. And I hope that it stays this way for a while, so that it, when it gets to my spot on the political spectrum, which is in the middle, it can stay there for a while instead of going way right, which, as we all know, you know, McCarthyism and all that, it can get bad too. So when I say I'm a centrist, I'm pretty sure most of the people in this country are too. I've used this analogy before. If you had a, if you plotted a graph of everybody's position on the political spectrum, the vast majority of the dots on that graph are going to be right in the middle. As you get out to the right and to the left, it thins out. And way right and way left, there's hardly any dots. It's because it's a very small number of people that represent that. The thing about it is, a lot of times those people on both sides are very vocal and motivated to ensure that their side wins, because that's what they do. That's the side they're on. So they push really hard to get a legislation going their way. And what happens is, when we don't care, when we get lazy and we say, oh, it's not that big a deal, we can just let this go and doesn't matter who's in office, we can't let it go. We all have to be engaged. Every American has to be at least a little bit involved in what's going on in this country politically. This is what happens when we don't, when we get lazy and just let things slide. We get a country like we have right now, which is, as we can see in LA right now, bad things can happen when you let things slide. We have to stay on top of it. We just have to stay engaged in what goes on in this country. We all have to be active to some degree. Not doesn't have to be your whole life devoted to it, but some level you have to be active in what's going on in your country. It's my opinion anyway. So we see what's happening. It's really defined by the fires in LA. Gavin Newsom, I don't know how he survives it. I don't think he will. His aspirations for presidency for sure are in the toilet right now, thankfully. And the pendulum has swung. It's heading back to the right, which is a good thing, because it's been too far left for too long. And as it swings, we get back to reality. We get back to honor and decency and not putting up with any BS. And we stay engaged. We have to. We'll see what happens going forward. But I feel like the country has finally had enough BS, and we're going to stay on this trajectory for a while. This pendulum is going to swing right for quite a while here. We're tired of the left stuff, and it's being shown all over social media and all over the news what happens when you let stuff go. I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited that we are on this trajectory and that we can ride this wave for a while and we can get better. We will make America great again. That's what President Trump ran on. That's what the whole country right now has decided they want to do. Let's get great again. Let's be exceptional. Let's get the petroleum thing going. Be the biggest exporter of oil in the world. There's a couple of places that have a little bit more oil than we do. Venezuela's one. The Saudis being the king of the oil. We got plenty here. And we can make America great again by getting on that petroleum train and riding it. And it's not the be-all, end-all, because it is a finite product. At some point, we do run out. There's a lot to that. I've packed a lot of it into a couple of previous podcasts I've had about how petroleum's not nearly as depleted as some people say right now. There's been estimates 50 years we're going to be completely dry of oil. It may or may not be true, and it doesn't matter, because we're going to learn how to harness other forms of energy, and it will be way cheaper. We'll handle the energy side of things. We're on that trajectory. It's awesome. The pendulum is starting to swing the other direction. It's about time, and we'll see where it goes.